This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Creative Impact. I'm David Fair, and each week we partner with the Arts Alliance to explore the impact on our lives of the creative sector in Washtenaw County. My co-host is Deb Pollack, and typically we bring in a special guest to touch on the different aspects of the creative community and highlight the economic and artistic benefits we derive from those working in the industries. With much of our area in virtual shutdown now, Deb and I are going to go it alone today and discuss the impacts on the creative industries and those working in it because of the COVID-19 outbreak and our response to it. Typically, Deb comes in and spends time with us in studio, but in line with the public health requests that we limit contact and potential exposure, she joins us by phone today. And thank you so much for the time, Deb. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, David, you know, I appreciate everything that WEMU and everyone else is to manage this crisis, frankly. And I think we should call our show Creative Shock today.
It is somewhat in line with that kind of sentiment. Beyond the numbers, of which we'll get into as we progress through the conversation, what are some of the personal stories that you're hearing from the creatives in our community?
Well, I think the story goes right to the very beginning. The arts and cultural venues in our county and, frankly, across the country were the first to be on the front lines here to shut down, canceling events and immediately turning artists and creatives away who had been booked for those programs. And in our industry, you don't get paid unless you play. And that means that gigs that were booked and monies that were planned for are gone. And so it's just been devastating. And then, of course, audiences that have tickets and the like, you know, those venues and those programs that were planned, they've already been, the expenses have taken place already. So these vulnerable organizations that are always under-resourced and under-capitalized are just in terrible shape.
From an individual standpoint, you mentioned those don't get paid who don't get to play. And there's all sorts of folks who work in these venues that are independent contractors as well. And what
right.
we're talking about is not just a paycheck somewhere down the line. What we're talking about is this month's rent, the essential needs such as food and gas and just life essentials. So the impact becomes immediate and for many dire.
It's true, and you know, and the other reality is that they don't qualify for, we don't qualify for many of the stimulus packages and the emergency relief packages as independent contractors, and so that adds salt to that wound, and you know, it's a very, very difficult circumstance. So, and we don't have emergency relief programs here in our county for these individuals, and we're hearing things from people about the fact that they, you know, they had expectations of revenues coming in, so they thought they were taken care of for, these are not irresponsible people. These are people that had their plans made for the next month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the line, and it's just been taken completely out, the rug completely out from underneath them.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU as we discuss how the virtual shutdown of our communities is impacting the creative sector and the people who work in that area of the economy in Washtenaw County and beyond. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, my partner in Creative Impact. You mentioned that there is not a fund. There is no aid available to those who are impacted in this way. But you are definitely working to change that with what is called Creative Washtenaw Aid 2020. What is it?
Well, because there is not, we don't have, as we've talked so many times on the show, we don't have a public fund for arts and creative cultural organizations or individuals. And so this COVID-19 has made this painfully real. You know, we the Arts Alliance's board decided we needed to do something, and it may be a little late, but we needed to take action. So we've established a fund called the Creative Washtenaw Aid, and have started to raise funds and accept applications from artists and creatives and organizations who may not be here because they can't make their mortgage payments at the end of this crisis.
What will be the methodology for determining who wins an award of funds and then how they're distributed?
Well, people are applying for them, and it will be based on need and availability of funds. So we can't give anything out unless, of course, funds are there. So it will be people are sending in their need realities right now, and we're going to do our best to try to cover as much as possible and seek support from folks. And we're trying our best, and we've got to do it with the people that really care about this industry. And of course, this is not there are many people in these circumstances, but those that have jobs that are in the that have jobs that are employed, they can seek unemployment.
That is not true for an independent contractor.
That is absolutely correct.
Now, here in Washington,
they don't follow.
We have 208 nonprofit organizations and cultural institutions. What does that amount to in terms of our local economy, and what impact might a prolonged shutdown have on that part of the economy?
Well, yeah, a lot of those, you know, are organizations that will be doing, you know, can sustain this because they're associated with, like band boosters and stuff like that. But then there's the ones that are venues that are the ones that we all go to that we love, or they're the organizations that put on things like festivals and others. Those are the ones that are the most vulnerable. Those are the ones that live month to month trying to make sure that their ends are met. And their needs are met. And those are the ones that are going to need the most importantly, the support. And if we value them, which we all say that we do, we've got to make sure that they're going to be here at the end of this. And again, nonprofits don't fall into the same categories that stimulus relief programs do. There are measures going on at a national level. We're working on them as well with our national partners to try to make sure that they are included in those situations. But even when you can get low interest loans, if you have a hard time making your daily nut to make your day go, your work go through, your programs go through, paying back loans is very, very difficult, extremely difficult to add that to what you're already trying to make happen. And imagine if you go a month or two without any revenue and you're trying to keep your staff paid, then take on a loan and then have to pay interest on top of that, you're just doubling and tripling the circumstances.
Our Creative Impact conversation with Arts Alliance President and CEO Deb Pollack continues as we explore life and economic survival amid a public health crisis for those working in the creative industries. I know that organizations like the Arts Alliance are having conversations with other arts organizations across the state, across the country. There are numerous conversations being held about what the future will look like should this turn into something extended. Now, everybody's talking about shutting down till the end of March or into early to mid-April, but there is the possibility this could extend into and perhaps beyond the summer. What might we lose if that's the case?
Well, I think you're going to see a landscape that's going to be very different, not only in the arts and cultural world, but in many other ways. I mean, small businesses are going to be reeling as well. And I think that we all need to do our part in making this go the best possible way that it can. I mean, first and foremost, health and well-being is critical, and then taking care of each other. I we can't do anything more than that. And I think that as we look around and look at each other and our care and the causes that are important to us, as there are lots and lots of resources that go to many other things, let's make sure we're looking at everything in our community that's of value to us.
We are going to have time to sit, reflect, and think about what is important and how to move forward and what we want to look like and who we want to be when we come out the other side of this. And obviously, you have found a way to allow us to consider impacting and investing in the creative industries in our community. Again, it's called Creative Washtenaw Aid 2020. It is money that is going to be used to help with upfront expenses for those most in need in the creative industries. And you can find all the information you need by going to the Arts Alliance website. You'll find the information as part of an upcoming web post here on WEMU as well. Deb, obviously, we're going to have many conversations as this continues to touch our lives in the weeks and potentially months ahead. So I will welcome you back next week, and we'll see where we are.
And David, thank you for working tirelessly on all of this. And you know, the other thing is that there's lots of resources to keep the joy of art in your life while we're all living through this. So please reach out, and artists are trying to make sure that you can remain connected in those ways.
Thank you, Deb.
Take care.
That is Deb Pollock. She is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance and our content partner for Creative Impact. It's a feature we bring to you every Tuesday to visit the Creative Impact archive and to get the latest news and information on the COVID-19 outbreak and impacts in our community and around the world. Visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.